Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the 93rd episode of Journey into Passion with MKS on Everyday Folks Radio. It is 3 p.m. on March 12th, 2022, and I am your host, MKS Madison. We are in the 7-show countdown to show 100, if you can believe it. It is coming up fast. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, during each show, I always hope that you'll be inspired and encouraged, as well as continue, as we all continue on our journeys into our passions. I hope you will hear something that will challenge the way you normally do things so that you will go from working on your passions to realizing them. And don't forget to keep up with Everyday Folks Radio programming right here on Everyday Folks Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/everydayfolksradio is the website. And Dr. Billy Jones has started a couple of his shows for BJ Speaks, including my last interview. So it's on the Everyday Folks Radio platform if you missed it. And also the conversation that he had on the next day on that Monday was really, really good. So make sure that you check out that. And, of course, you know the Fright Guys. They're doing their thing on Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure to check out the next JIP Inspiration Moment on Monday, March 14th. It's the weekend where we spring forward. So don't forget to check to adjust your clocks so that you can make sure that you wake up on time for Monday morning if you don't want to be late for work. So I decided on this particular JIP inspiration moment, because we're springing forward, I had a question of renew or recapture the topic. So make sure that you don't miss it. I'm going to have it posted on my Instagram page at www.instagram.com/Anike_S_Madison. And then my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/journeyintopassionwithMKS. The goal is always to have it posted. This time I'm going to have it posted by 7:30 a.m. It is difficult when you work at 8 to 5 to make sure that you post it at that time. I chose that time in the morning because I wanted to have something to inspiration to start your week off on an inspirational note, and I wanted to do it in the morning. So that is why the goal is Monday morning. But I'm going to push it back to 7:30 a.m. because it's just more workable. If you have a question or comment during the live broadcast or even during the show, please send an email to anikepassionjourney@gmail.com, all one word, anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. And if you're listening to the live show, you can always call 347-539-5372. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. That lets me know when you are ready to ask a question or make a comment. You know I got to do my birthday shout-outs. So happy birthday weekend. Happy anniversary weekend to all of you who are celebrating. You know my rule: if it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, the weekend belongs to you. So celebrate another year of life or another year of love. A special happy birthday weekend to my ladies: Robin, Darby, Gordon, Lily Sweeting, Tony Rupps, Cheryl Mullen, and Wanda Bellin. We have a lot of birthdays. And of course, you know, I got to make sure that I get in my cousin Anthony, who celebrated on the 7th, and my dear friend, Miss Dawn Plummer, who celebrated on the 8th. A lot of birthdays in March. So happy birthday to all of you. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And make sure that you do something to celebrate yourself. Before I begin, I am so grateful to Dr. Billy Jones, Broward College, and the team of the M as in Mary, F as in Frank, L as in Larry, A Festival. music, film, literature, arts festival for a great event. It's still going on, and you can check it out. I have the website on my social media, and all you have to do is just click on it and get to the link. You can go to my my website, www.anikemadison.net. Go to events, and you can also click the link there and check out the calendar. I was honored to be one of the featured speakers, and I want to thank all of you who joined. I saw you in the chat. I appreciate it that you came on March 9th, and I appreciate your positive comments and your questions. And thank you for coming to this virtual event, and I hope that you also check out the other speakers, including my friend Beverly Malasi Haig. She is the author of Diary of a Creative Writer series. And her event will be on March the 15th at 9:45 a.m. And she's going to have an interaction presentation teaching participants how to write about life's changes. And you'll get an opportunity to share impromptu creations of your own during the live session. And I am personally looking forward to it. And I also want to provide more answers to a question I received during the event. Now, because of time, I wanted to be respectful of the time that I was given. So I didn't go into great detail, but I will now. And I hope that that student is listening. I hope that other students that were there are listening as well. And anybody who is dealing with the same thing, I hope you get something from this. So the question was, what happens if you cannot receive support for your journey from your family or people in your household or people that you're close to? My answer during the event is that they really can't be a part of your journey. And if you've tuned in to the show before, you know that's something that I've spoken on. They really can't be a part of this particular journey and all important activities related to this particular journey. It really should be done outside of the household. So there's going to be certain things they're going to be a part of because it is what it is. They're a part of your life. They're a part of your household. But you should take certain things outside. You know, if you're certain things that you're creating, that you're doing, that are part of this journey, really deal with a lot of those important decisions and important activities on the outside so that you won't have any negativity that will affect what you're doing. And today I want to add to that. Because in some instances, it could be a parent or somebody that's responsible for you or your finances and somebody that's you're living in their household and you know, you have to deal with a lot of what's going on in the household. So you really want them to know and understand that what you're doing will take you somewhere. They want to be clear about what you're doing. You know, I talk about clarity a lot, but that's really the bottom line. They want to have clarity, and you want to have clarity for yourself. They want to know that what you're doing is sustainable. They want to know that you can meet your own needs without compromising yourself or getting constant help to survive. They want to know that you're going to be happy and healthy, that you have a serious plan, and it's well thought out. You want to have some experience in what you're doing and know that what you're getting into, understanding that and understanding what you're facing. But make sure that you do that self-work. And if counseling is a part of that, don't hesitate. But if counseling is a part of this self-work, make sure that you're getting it for yourself first before the family gets involved. Because sometimes if you do it together, it can be one of those situations where somebody's talking over you or they're really not getting anything because, you know, they're just closed. But if you get that counseling first, then you have your own clarity and you can actually start speaking that clarity during the session. And it will be a lot easier. And maybe if counseling's evolved, you do your own separate one. Maybe they can do their own, and then maybe you can come together. These are just options, not necessarily that everybody will be receptive, but these are just options to think about. And also, find someone or some people that you can trust, key, that you can trust, that have gone through a similar experience, and they've thrived. Ask for advice on their process. How did they arrive at their own realization? get that information from them because that can be really key for you. And go through the process of preparation and make sure that you have clarity before you have a conversation with your parents or anyone else who needs to understand your journey. Then you will have a strong foundation that you can stand on, bring clarity to them. I understand it may not go the way you want it to, but eventually you'll need to have that conversation because these are people in your life. Just make sure that you have that strong foundation and it's strong enough so that if you're greeted with negativity, you can still move forward with the understanding that they can't move forward with you on this particular journey. But if they can see the sparkle in your eyes, how happy you are, how well-adjusted you are, how well you're doing, and understand that you really are going somewhere, they can come around. Just give them time and grace. Don't be too hard on them, and don't be too hard on yourself. This is a process. So I hope the student is listening. I hope that anybody else who's going through something similar to this has the same situation. I hope that you got something from that as well. If you have further questions or you want to discuss anything further, contact me at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you any students from Broward College listening, you know Dr. Billy Jones knows how to get in contact with me. And for all of you tuning in today, if you have a question or comment during the live broadcast, please send an email to anikepassionjourney@gmail.com or call 347-539-5372. And don't forget to press 1 because that's how I'll know that you are ready to ask your question or make your comment. Okay, so let's get into this break free process. It really is a process because that's what the title of today's show is, Break Free. There may be times when you are free from one thing but bound by another. That's why it's a process. You may have finally been able to break free from your debt. Lord knows some people can relate to that and to this. But you're still bound by a bad relationship. Broke free from one thing, but you're still bound by something else. Resources and life lessons gained from the previous freedom can contribute to gaining freedom from the other situations. What do I mean by all that? What you did to break yourself free from that debt that you owed, you can provide some answers on how to free yourself from the bad relationship. When you became debt-free, what are some things that you do? You reviewed areas that you needed to let go, right? Some activities that you don't, you know, going to Starbucks to get that $5 coffee or always going to a certain place and spending a lot of money. You had to let those things go. You made changes in your spending habits. You increased the amount that you paid to pay off your debts. You paid more than the minimum. And you may have even sought help from a financial advisor. With a bad relationship, there are some things that you need to acknowledge, just like you did when you were trying to get through the debt. You had to acknowledge the fact that you had to make changes and you had to acknowledge some of the bad habits that you had that may have contributed to this debt. You have to do the same thing in the bad relationship, right? You have to acknowledge some of these things and changes that you need to make, because a lot of times we look at maybe the other person, but sometimes we have to look internal. And you need to increase your self-worth and decrease the dependency on the relationship. Let me say that again. You need to increase your self-worth and decrease the dependency on the relationship. And if necessary, seek counseling. If we pay attention, we can use what we already have to help us in the areas of need. So in my book, Stick to Your Glue, and thank you so much. We had a great launch. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the positive comments and the support. And I really, really, really am happy. I hope that more of you get the book. It's available on Amazon. You can go to my website at anikemadison.net. And all you have to do is click on the book cover and it'll take you to the link. And of course, Step-by-Step Caregiver's Guide for Medical Appointments and Hospital Visits is also there. You can click on that cover It'll take you to the website, and you can get it at the Sunnyland Bookstore located in Pinecrest, Florida. The address is there. So I spoke a lot about building that strong foundation by doing your self-work, and I really kind of expounded on it. Really, 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 that's where this process begins, because if you don't have a strong foundation, it's going to be very difficult to get through these big journeys. We're not talking about small stuff here. We're talking about the big stuff. So answering and recording, not just answering, but actually recording it and creating a resource for yourself for the answers to who you are, what is your why, what is your life's purpose, what is it that you should be doing, where do you begin, and allowing your vision, because remember, we have that vision board, right? You have to be able to envision these things. Allowing that vision to help you with the discovery of where you'll end up. And then when do you begin? And once again, allowing the vision to help you know when you've arrived, because you'll see yourself in what you envisioned. And then finally, how does all this work? You know? And I go into detail, like I said, Okay, so I had a power outage. I'm hoping that I'm still connected to the show. Okay, let's see. Okay. We had a brownout. Let's see. Am I still connected to the show? I think I'm still connected to the show. I think you can still hear me. One of those things that happens, right? Okay, so let's see. I'm thinking that I'm still connected. Let's see. It looks like it. So I'm just going to keep going. And I'm not going to worry about that. So, all right, let's just continue on with the show. Oh, great. I'm still connected. Excellent. Okay. So, in breaking free, some of the things that are so important in this process, and I talked and I showed it. If you looked at the promo, I had some keywords in the promo, and I had it up for myself, so I'm actually going to find it. It's one of the things that's still working, thank goodness. So I'm going to find my promo. Keywords: self-work, which we already talked about, determination, consistency, revelation, and continuation. So determination, self-explanatory, right? So important that you are determined. You can't, one of the things that I talk about in the book is that you can't use soft words, right? Maybe, someday, hopefully, or even negative words, like I can't. You know, you have to use power words. You know, instead of one day, I will. Instead of maybe, it will be. Instead of I don't know if I'm capable, I'm gifted. Instead of I'm not enough or I have so much more work to do, I am enough. You know, you have to use those power words and really allow, and that will help with that determination. Because you have to be determined to keep going, like I am right now. You know, power outage, I wasn't sure what was going on. I got confirmation, thank goodness, that I am still on the air. But there's that determination to keep going, right, and not just give up. And so that was actually a good a good example. But that's what you have to do. You have to remain determined. And then I also have the word consistency. One of the things that I do, because as you know, I'm a writer, and I always, when I write, because I know that this is something I'm going to be constantly doing, I don't just, even if I'm just typing something to somebody, I always try to make sure that it's grammatically correct. I always try to make sure that I'm writing things and I'm making sense. Because I just want it to be something that's automatic. You know, so being consistent in what you do, when you, if you're somebody who loves to bake and you know that you want to open the bakery, don't just make the cupcakes just to be making cupcakes. Always make something that you know you want to sell. Always make things quality. Everything you do should be quality. Just get used to doing that all the time, even if you're just doing it just for yourself. Everything in quality. Be consistent. It's very, very important. And then I have revelation. So the definition on, if you look at dictionary.com, you look on the website, is defined as a surprising fact or event that makes you look at things in a new way. That should always be a part of the journey. Like I said in the beginning, I always hope that you'll be inspired and encouraged as you continue on these journeys, and I hope that you'll hear something that challenges the way you normally do things. I want you to make revelations. I want you to have some revelation that inspires you to do something different. A lot of times we try to make things happen, but we do the same things, and we don't get anywhere just because you're not doing something different. Sometimes you have to change the way you do these things, and I always hope that you actually hear something during the show that helps you to do that. And then continuation, the definition is the act of carrying something on over a period of time or the process of being carried on. Once you have gone through the process, all the steps that I've been talking about, you have to continue moving forward and make sure that you continue that self-work, remain determined, stay consistent, and constantly seek revelation. It just must be absolutely continuous. And you have to shift your mindset because life is coming for you. And when life happens and the naysayers come and the negativity comes, you have to be able to handle it. So remember that your words matter. And like I told you about the power words, you know, you have to say, I got this, you know, and even if you have to stand in the mirror. I was talking about it during the last speaking engagement when my dear friend Beverly asked me about affirmations. Is that something that you recommend? And absolutely. You know, if you have to stand in the mirror and say, okay, I got this, I'm good. You know, maybe you have to pump yourself up in the morning. Sometimes you may, if you're going to have a tough morning, you might want to just, if you have to stand in the mirror and do that, who cares? Nobody's in there with you. Do what you got to do. But speak life into your situation. Speak life into your own self. And let me tell you, if you're waiting for perfection, a lot of people, they don't want to move forward because things just aren't in place. I'm not really where I need to be. I don't look a certain way. I don't have enough money. I don't have all these different things. I went through that myself. But if you're waiting for perfection, you're going to be waiting for a very long time because it won't come. Perfection will not come. With all that Oprah has and all that she has accomplished, she will tell you herself she's not perfect, but she believes in who she is. She knows how to use those talents, and she knows what she's capable of. And anything that she's unable to do, she gets the resources and the people on board to help. I know that I'm capable of these podcasts, speaking engagements, the writing, all these different things. But there are certain things that I'm really not good at. But I sought resources to help me with these promos. I'm really not all, I was, when I, especially when I began, I really wasn't good with the promos, but I got better over time because I went on YouTube. I went to Ripple. I went to Canva. I went to all these different resources and learned. I learned from these different people that are also doing the same thing that I'm doing. And I used their resources to help me as well. Forget perfection. Just move forward. Really. Really, really. If you're just joining us, welcome to Journey to Passion with NKS on Everyday Folks Radio. If you have a question or comment during the live broadcast or even after the show, please send an email to anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. If you're listening live, I'm going to go ahead and check into the studio. I do believe that the link is still working. Excellent. So if you are on live, go ahead, press 1 on the keypad if you're ready for your question or your comment. Or if you are online and you want to call in, go ahead and do that at 347-539-5372. I'm going to check my email, do a little refresh here. All right. Email is anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. Okay, so let's delve more into this glue and gain more understanding of what we are breaking free from. When I talk about speaking to your glue in my book, I use an image. And that's the way I always like to do things. If you've listened to me over the years, you know that I really like to use images because I think that they really help with the explanation. So I use a story or I use images. That's so that you can really get a clear understanding, because you know me, I'm all about clarity. So I thought about a vat, right, because they're big. A vat is a large tank or a tub, and it's used to hold liquid. Especially in industrial, you know, you have a tank that holds tar, for instance. So to give you an image of what I'm talking about, and sometimes what we do is we create a vat of our own creation. As you try to move forward, negative thoughts about yourself, negative things that you say to yourself, negative experiences that you have. Every time, if you picture yourself standing up and then all of a sudden it starts in the back, right? So your back is against this thing, and you start to feel like, you know, your back is against the wall. So the vat starts, and then all of a sudden it starts to circle around you until it totally encompasses you, and you're actually inside this vat. It's a vat of your own creation, created by those negative thoughts, those negative words, all those things that really, really stop you from moving forward. And you get to the point where you can't move backwards, forwards, side, you can't move anywhere because you're trapped. Pretty soon, all of a sudden, it gets worse because now you've gotten to yourself in a vulnerable situation because the negative people and the naysayers and all that, they start coming with the glue. You already, your mind is vulnerable, and it's going to start receiving negativity now because you're just stuck. And so they start pouring that glue, and they start saying all these negative things. See, I told you couldn't do it. I told you you're not gifted enough. I told you to stop trying. I told you to stay safe. And sidebar on staying safe. For all of you who are creatives, when somebody tells you to just take the safe route, ignore that. As a creative, you can't do that. And anybody who tells the creative to play it safe, what you're doing is you're killing a part of who they are. Creatives can't do that. Why? Because eventually, if you're serious about this, you're going to have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to put your work out there. And when that happens, you're no longer playing it safe because now you're subject to criticisms and other things that come with putting yourself out there. But that's just a part of the process. That's why, because you have to believe in your work and believe in your abilities no matter what comes your way. So forget about the whole idea of playing it safe, because as a creative, you really can't do that. Don't take that in. And sometimes they're well-meaning when people say that, because sometimes the glue can be well-meaning. But you have to know what to take in and what to say no to. So that's just a sidebar. But the glue. Right, and I use glue because it sticks to you, and it's one of those things that you imagine something that like something that's just a track. Like if you have an electrical, like if you go across the rug or something like that, and something is static, and you take it off, it comes back. You take it off, and comes back, because it's something that just attracted to you, and that's what the glue does. And eventually, it gets to your ankles, your calves, your waist, and you have this ability, this chance to get out. But if you stay put, eventually it goes up to your neck and you're drowning in it. And now you've gotten to the point where you're just existing. And drowning in the glue is going to be different than drowning in water, because water, you can swim your way out, right? But the glue, it holds you in place. And so now you're just existing. You wake up, you go to work, you go to school, you come home, wash, rinse, and repeat. And all those dreams and all those goals and all that stuff is outside the vet, just waiting for you and just saying, hey, I'm here. When are you going to come get me? But you're stuck in that vet with that glue. And you're just existing. A big part of this kind of existence is that you're believing in all that stuff that people are saying instead of what you know about yourself. And then when you try moving, you try too many things. If you picture yourself in a desperate situation, now you're just trying to move, trying to do so many different things because you're just so desperate. And then all of a sudden that becomes even more glue because you're trying too much. And now you're lost. You don't even remember what you did to even start this journey. So what do you do? You have to go back to remembering the reason why you started the journey, passions. And do what makes sense for your current journey, because when you start doing too many things, you're going to get lost. So what makes sense to what you are doing right now? Those other things are going to have to wait. Review your resources and your life lessons. And we tend to downplay the life lessons, but they're my favorite because these are things that stay with you and they're passed down to you. They've been a part of your journey for a long time because each experience, you gain a new life lesson. And what are those things? Things that you learn from past circumstances, wisdom that's been passed down to you. All of these things are important resources. Write them down and never forget them because they will serve you. I absolutely promise that it will. Okay, so I'm going to take a moment to check email, check studio. I never want to miss anybody. Okay, all right. Oh, we do have a caller. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello. You're welcome. I've been listening to the show, but I've been stuck with this part of the glue, and that is the roadway that we want to take. Now it's not happening. There's a block. So now I have to maybe go right or left or do something else different. I'm not going to be able to do exactly what I wanted. But in order to get what I want, I have to veer off the path. You know, you're in the process of wanting to be a writer, but now you found out that a door opened up to do something else that will help you get to that point. But that can be a glue because you're so distracted on having to do something else, then you forget or get off the path of how what you're doing now helps you in the end. You know what I'm saying? How to stay focused.
Oh, yeah.
That's confusing. Am I making sense there?
Yeah, yeah. And I actually experienced that myself because when I first started with the whole idea of writing, I just wanted to do a book, play, movie, watch, rinse, repeat. That's what I wanted. And then I started to realize that it's going to take a little time. It's going to take a lot more time because I really needed income. And so I was stuck. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? And then instead of following that path, another path opened up. and video script writing. And I never thought about that. But because I can tell a story in 500 words, 100 words, sometimes even 10 words, I can tell a story from start to finish, and I can create something, then advertising was something that I could do. It wasn't necessarily where I saw myself, but it was another opportunity that presented itself because of the gifting that I have. And so sometimes the journey, you go into these different directions, and it doesn't look exactly the way that you hoped, but, and we're having another power outage again, but I
yes,
do believe we're still connected,
connected,
so we'll go okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But
uh-huh.
just because it doesn't look the same way, you always have to remember that one of the things that's happening is that you're still using that gifting. So I was still writing. I was still creating, but I was just doing something different. And so, and sometimes it's a good thing because it opens yourself. The thing that was really great is that it opened myself up to other things and other discoveries. And that's great for your self-esteem because now you're thinking, ooh, I can do a lot more than I thought. So
okay,
it's actually a good thing.
I got it. Thank you. That is
thank
a good
you.
Thing because when yeah, when you said that, I said, well, now the door opens you. Now you find out you can do this, you can do that, but you still haven't forgotten your ultimate. You haven't gotten away totally from your passion or your purpose. It's just you find
yes.
out you have many things that you can do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Isn't that
okay.
a great thing?
Yeah. More than a great thing. And that really boosts yourself, your ego, and it boosts your
yes.
self-esteem. And it really doesn't
absolutely.
Become a glue. It really becomes something to innovate you to do something else. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Appreciate your beautiful show. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, you too.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Don't hang up. And I love that question. And that's awesome because, you know, it's really important to make those discoveries about yourself because that's also glue, right? You're thinking that you're only capable of doing one thing or you're only capable of creating one type of cake, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute, I can do cupcakes too. You know, I can do this, I can do that. And it's really awesome to be able to make all of these other discoveries. And so now we've done our self-work, you know, we've gone through all these different things. We know what our passions are and all these different things are happening and it's really, really great. But negativity can linger, right? It's something that can happen, especially if it's something that you have been dealing with for the majority of your life or for a long, long period of time. And if any of you who are trying to call in or get into the studio, I do apologize. Because of the surge, there may be an issue. Hopefully they're not because we're really not based out of Florida. So hopefully, but if you are based in Florida, sorry, we're having an issue. But stick with me. So back to the fact that negativity can linger. One of the key parts about breaking free is flipping the negative. So we're about to spring forward, right? And for some of you, if you're like me, I don't particularly like losing an hour. I'm not a fan of losing my hour. I like the hour. But then a coworker was saying, but she loves the fact that it's going to be lighter when she gets off work. So, you know, you have to kind of think about these, lighter when you get up. I'm sorry, I'm flipping it along. Lighter when you get up, right? So, you know, flipping the negative, you know, you have, knowing that you don't have as much time, maybe now you'll create that schedule that you've been meaning to create. You know, you kind of put it off, but now maybe that losing that time will force you to actually create that schedule. If you're somebody like me who drags in the morning, maybe maybe because it gets lighter, that will help you because, you know, it's darker, you tend to sleep a little bit longer. I mean, hey, you know, I'll be honest with you, I do that. But flipping the negative is necessary for breaking free. You know, all the things that you think are negative, you got to flip it. And you have to stay in a positive space and allow positivity to be in your space. Only positivity. Anything negative cannot come into your space. Very, very important. And now you must work to free yourself from the glue for good. In my book, Speak to Your Glue, the glue, for the purposes of the book, the definition is anything that you're stuck to that prevents beneficial action. But there's a process for this, right? So the process is, and we are just having a good time with going in and out, but I'm glad I'm on the phone because it's not going to affect the show. But I do apologize for anybody who's in the studio. But there's a process for actually having to break free on a permanent basis, right? And we've been talking about everything up to this point, you know, being positive and making sure that you stay away from the negative and push away negative people. But you also have to give yourself grace. We tend to be hard on ourselves and thinking and just really thinking, oh, man, I've been through this for 25 years. Okay, so you've been through it for 25 years. But this is the 26th year, and you're going to be, and it's going to be different this time. Why? Because you're in a different mind frame. Who cares about 25 years ago? You can't do anything about it. You can only do, I can't do anything about 5 minutes ago. I can only go from right here, right now, at 3:45 p.m. on March the 12th. That's what I got. And so I have to go from this point and move forward. So sometimes we have so many things going on at the same time, it can be overwhelming. You know, you're in a bad relationship, you have financial trouble, you have a health issue, you're constantly losing opportunities because you don't think that you're good enough. A lot of things going on at one time. But remember, a little further back, if you're just joining us, one of the things I talked about is that one thing can answer the other. So if you have the glue about not being motivated, one of the things that can help you in that is getting out of that bad relationship, doing the steps to get out of that bad relationship. That can help you with your motivation because now you can see that you have the ability to get out of bad situations. And maybe the financial trouble is tied to the bad relationship. And the health issue is tied to the stress because you're in the financial trouble. So if you're starting to relieve yourself of the relationship, relieve yourself of that financial trouble, the health starts to improve. And then all of a sudden now your mind starts to open and you start to see that there's more opportunities that are available to you because now your mind is not cluttered with all that negativity. Now you're freeing yourself up. And now all of a sudden you start to see, oh, look at all these opportunities out here. Because all that cloud is starting to dissipate, and now you can see more. So you see how one thing can answer the other, just like the self-work and the who and the why, the what. One thing can answer the other. That's why I keep talking about the fact that we have to remember that we have so much already that we're ignoring. We're ignoring those life lessons and all the resources that we've gained over our lives. Don't ignore that stuff. It can really be helpful to you. What we do is we add to the resources and we add to what we already know, but don't lose what you already have. Another thing that's very important, you have to get to the root cause. A lot of people, they skip that part because that's a difficult part, right? You kind of like kicking the can down the road, you know. You don't want to pick that thing up because you don't want to know, you don't want to deal with it. And I get that because it's difficult to really get to the root cause of something. But if you don't, that's also glue, and it's going to keep you stuck. So if you have an issue where you are constantly getting into bad relationships or you are constantly you're constantly unmotivated. These things are just constant for you. What's really going on here? What's the root cause to this? What's real? Get to the real. And like I said, if counseling is a part of your self-worth, please get it. Please get, don't shy away from that, because it's going to be very difficult to move forward if you don't. So get to the root cause. And actually, if you are dealing with something, in all truthfulness and all seriousness, getting to the root cause of it really should come before the self-work. Because if you don't know what you're working with, then how are you going to move forward, right? So get that in your head. Get that in your mind. And really get to the root cause of what's going on. And then once you do that, then you'll know what you're working with, right? So it's very, very important to do that. And just take the time to do it. Get in a quiet place, away from the distractions, away from all the noise, just you and God. And, you know, I always encourage you, speak to the one who knows you the best, you know, and just take the time to really get to know what's really going on here. And then that way, and when you do that, all of a sudden you'll start to really discover the answers to all the other things that we've been talking about, you know, and you'll start to really discover who you really are and not what somebody tells you or what somebody tries to put on you. Because another thing that I talk about in the book is the gripper. The gripper is a person, place, or thing that keeps you in place, won't let you move forward. And if you want to know more about how to break free from that, I talk about it in the book. And I talk about that because I've had that experience myself, you know. And the reason is not just a person. It can be a place. And it can be a thing. That's another thing, you have to make that discovery. What is that thing that is doing this to you? It's keeping you from moving forward. And remember, the gripper has an ulterior motive, because you are doing something for them. Hold on to you unless you are providing something for them. You are giving them something that they need. And sometimes they are sucking the life out of you. But they want to keep you in place because they don't want to lose their resource, which is you. And once you just make that discovery, you got to do the steps to loosen their grip. And if it's a thing, you have to just, what is that thing that's doing this to you? And how can you make it loosen the grip? So that's all a part of the breaking free process. And the permanent break free is just that. It's a process. And you have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself opportunity. You have to give yourself chances. And you have to come open. Don't come with all of your own judgments and all of your own thoughts. Be open to accepting the help that you need. You know, one of the things that was talking about the power of prayer and how you have to not come with your own agenda. You have to be open to what God is telling you. And you can't go in there with your own mind and your own, and the real answer is this. But I just want you to tell me that I'm right. You know, that's not going to work. You have to be open and just say, oh, and realize that he wants better for you. He wants more for you than you could ever, ever want for yourself. So when you go into it that way, you can receive a lot more. And if you think about it in terms of just your life, and you think about different experiences, when you were in lock, when your brain is locked into a certain way of thinking, and when you had another experience where you were open to receive stuff, you got a lot more, didn't you? It was different because you didn't block things. And then it's that cloud again, right? because you're open, you can see past the cloud, and the cloud just dissipates, and you can see opportunities. But when you're blocked, you can't see anything. You can't even see stuff that's right in front of you. You know, and think about it, when you try to find your keys, right, and you're frustrated because you have deadlines at work. You've got this, and all these things are going through your mind, and your keys are sitting right there. But you can't find those daggone keys, and you're tearing things up, and you're trying to find the keys. You're looking in your shoes. You don't know where those keys are. But because you are so engrossed in all these other things that you have to do, that you have going on, you don't see those right in front of you. And that's what we do in our lives. We're so consumed with the to-do list and the urgent matters and all these different things. If we just take a step back, breathe, and take a few moments, calm my nerves. As a matter of fact, let's do this right now. We have, let me see, where are we at now? Okay, we're at 9 minutes left in the show. So let's just do this right now. There's so much going on. Let's just take a step back. Breathe in and out. Do it again. Just breathe in and out. And just allow yourself to calm. Allow your mind to calm. And just take a few moments and just relax. And now you can see how much more relaxed you are. And now you probably just discovered something that you didn't even see before, because your mind is calmer and it's more open. And that's what we got to do on these journeys. We got to get to the point where we are calmer and we are more open. And sometimes we have to do it in the moment, because, you know, like, life happens and chaos comes. We just have to do it in the actual moment. I had my moments today. I tell you, I don't know how many times that the electricity is out now. But I had to, take a step back, calm down, realize that I'm still on the air. You can still hear me. The studio is jacked up. The email's not working. But you know what? We're still here, and everything is still okay. And it's interesting that this happened right now, right? Because... And thank you. I appreciate it. I'm getting messages that we're still connected. And it's interesting that this happens right now during this show, right? Because we're talking about the fact that we need to break free of these glue. And I tell you, years ago, the older Nikkei, when things like this happen, I get flustered. I would just lose all concentration. And I probably would have just said, okay, I'm signing off and just get altogether, because I'm like, I can't do this. But because I did my self-work, and because I allowed myself grace, because, oh, Lord, have mercy, that was something that I was really bad at, giving myself grace. I was so, you couldn't be harder on me than I was on myself. Oh, my goodness, I was so hard on myself. But I've learned over time to give myself grace. And I hope that you do the same for yourself. Because life is hard enough. Things are tough enough. Just step back, breathe, and keep going. And make sure that you keep going. Don't allow negativity or anybody else to stop you. And something I was thinking about the other day, it's so funny, because I always tell you that you're worth the time and you're worth the effort. And I love how the negative people want to insert themselves. And I love how they say that you're not worth time or effort. And I say, well, why do you keep coming then? Why do you keep giving me your time, and why do you keep up this effort? If I'm not worth time or effort, then why are you here? Why do you keep telling me this? Because that's time and that's effort. You know, and it's so funny when negative people do things. And it's like you have to sit back and you just kind of – make it make sense for yourself. And instead of really look at what they're doing and what they're saying, and all of a sudden you start to realize, shut up. they're not making sense anyway. And then that's a way to help you not to receive these things. Because you're like, well, why are you here then? If I'm not worth your time, why do you keep coming? You know? Just think about that. And I'm going to leave that there. Because because really, that's what we need to do. So handle negativity like that. All right, we are down to the last 5 minutes. I'm going to check on my phone for emails because I can do that. I just did. I don't want to miss anything. So let me just check my phone to see if I have any emails. And, of course, even after the show, anikepassionjourney@gmail.com, you can always, always email me. I'm always checking it. And, okay, so we're good there. We don't have any emails coming in. But I do thank the caller, and I do thank those of you who are in the studio still hanging out with me. I really, really do appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, I do have a comment. Here we go. Oh, just a comment. Keep up the good work, and congratulations on your presentation earlier this week at Broward College Festival of Music, Film, and Literature Art. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it so much. Thank you. All right. So let's see if we have any others during this last few minutes. All right. Nope. And speaking of that, that's another thing that happened, right? Because when I started my journey, I just wanted to be a speaker. I'm not a speaker. I wanted to be a writer. Now I'm speaking engagements, podcasts. These things weren't on my radar at all. But now they are. And how amazing is that, right? All these other opportunities. It's so, so amazing, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of them. All right, we're down to the last 3 minutes. JIP Inspiration Moment will be happening on Monday, and it will be posted on my Instagram by 7:30 a.m., Facebook page as well at facebook.com/journeyintopassion with Anike S. Instagram at Anike_S.Madison. So make sure that you check it out. And we're springing forward. Don't forget to change those clocks. And because we're springing forward, I thought about it. We're going to act, the JIP Inspiration Moment is going to reflect that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I thank you for coming to that event. That was really, really great. I had a great, great time. And listen, let's take care of this, take care of ourselves, take care of each other. Make sure that you're doing the work to break free, not just break free, but break free on a permanent basis so that you can move forward. And remember, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. Allow yourself the process. And if you're going to break free from one thing, let that answer break free from the next and the next and the next until you are free, because that is the ultimate goal. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. God keep you. And as always, I wish you so much great success on your journey into your passions. Take care. All right. So because the studio is still going, we still have 60 seconds. I'm just going to continue to talk. But really, I hope all this inspired and encouraged you. I really, really do. And I hope that you have really reached the point where you are going to have permanent freedom. That's what I wish for you. I really wish you permanent freedom. Break free, y'all, and just thrive and soar. That's the goal, right? Caregivers, you know, I haven't forgotten about you. If you're doing your best, you're doing great. You know that. Everybody else, you have a wonderful rest of your weekend and a wonderful week. Enjoy yourselves. Take care.